Always a look at it!
Look at
oh my goodness!
The day.
Yeah. Oh my!
Look at it!
There's barely anything left!
It's almost gone!
Sounds from the moment of totality in Oregon. Hi, I'm Jeannie Yandel in for Bill Radke. And if you're listening to the record right now, you didn't see the total eclipse. Neither did I. We only got to see about a 90% eclipse here in Seattle, which was still pretty cool. But our producer, Matt Martin, is in Corvallis right now, in the path of totality. The sky is bright again there. The eclipse has passed through the region. But Matt, you got to see the full eclipse. How was it?
Oh, Jeannie, it was better than I expected. I didn't really know quite what to expect. I had been anticipating this, but finally when that moon crossed fully in front of the sun, and you saw kind of the like phantom ghost rays of the sun behind the moon, it really just kind of, yeah, I just had to take a moment and really appreciate what I was seeing.
I'm wondering what your moment of appreciation sounded like, because there were some real squeals of delight in the tape you sent us. Did you squeal in delight at all when you saw this?
You know, I'm here at my grandma's house, so my young nieces and nephews were squealing. I probably was squealing. You probably just couldn't hear me over them. But you know, there was one moment where I shushed everyone and I said, you know, you guys need to be quiet because we could actually hear crickets chirping in the bushes and the birds started singing. It was just a really strange moment of I wasn't sure what was going on, but just had to appreciate kind of the moment that we were in then with the crickets and the birds and the sun. It was just really a weird, cool experience.
Well, what was it like to be with your family? I know a lot of people who traveled to Oregon, but I don't know a lot of people who got to be with their family for this.
Yeah, it was great. We had, you know, my 82-year-old grandma down to my, like, 2-year-old niece. And actually, one of my nephews, who's about 5, he was actually scared. He was scared of the eclipse. He didn't want to look at it. He thought something bad was going to happen. But finally, we were able to convince him to put on some glasses and look up, and you know, he just got into it and got really excited, and it was really fun just to be able to share kind of this moment that, you know, is probably, we're never going to have this experience again, probably. And so to be able to share that with family, with both my grandmother and my younger nieces and nephews, was really a cool moment.
Well, Matt, you described hearing how the animals reacted, hearing birds, hearing crickets. What was the most surprising part about this for you?
The surprising part for me was it actually, the temperature dropped. Like, it's a very sunny day here in Oregon, and the sun this morning was bright. You know, you could feel the warmth on your face. And as soon as for the hour before, as we were watching the disc of the moon cross in front of the sun, you could just feel the temperature start to drop. And, you know, some people were even commenting, like, oh, I need to go grab a sweater. It's getting so cold. And then the other thing that surprised me was, you know, it got dark and you could see a few stars, but it didn't quite get as dark as I was anticipating. It was kind of this weird, soft, like, kind of muted light, but not quite like a dark night sky that I was expecting, but still a really cool experience.
Well, you were at a park near your grandma's house, from what I understand. Who did you meet there? It sounded like you met some interesting people there at the park, too.
Yes, so I met this family, this man named Peter Roman, and he was from San Jose, California. And I talked with him for a little bit, and he said that he loaded his family up in a car, and they left San Jose at 3 in the afternoon yesterday. And they had 3 drivers rotating, and they drove all night, and they got here to Corvallis just before 3 a.m. and camped at the park and then set up their, you know, picnic table and benches at about 6 o'clock this morning, and I think they're on their way back to San Jose right now. They just came during the middle of the night, watched the eclipse, and are headed back down. He said it's an expensive trip, but well worth it to bring his family up here to watch this moment. And then also met this couple from Denmark. They were coming here to Oregon to visit family, but planned their trip specifically for this time to watch the eclipse.
Okay, Matt, I just have one more question for you, but it's an important question. Are you coming back to work, or are you going to just become an eclipse chaser?
I might just become an eclipse chaser. So if you don't see me again, well, I'm either going to become an eclipse chaser, or I'm just going to stay here in Oregon to eat my grandmother's famous potato salad. Mm. So one of the two.
Okay, fair enough. Well, it was nice working with you if you don't come back. Thank you so much, Matt Martin.
Thanks, Jeannie.
Matt Martin is our producer, possibly our ex-producer, talking with us from his grandma's house in Oregon in the Path of Totality. Our next guest kind of got one better, though. He was also in Oregon in the Path of Totality, but he saw the eclipse from an airplane. Thomas Zurbuchen, NASA's chief scientist, you just landed back at Boeing Field about half an hour ago. What did you see in that airplane?
Oh, hey, Jeannie. It was an amazing experience. You know, being up there, of course, we're up at 35,000 feet and flying over the cloudiness of the ocean. You know, it's really like a screen on the ground. And you saw that looking down, the shadow coming in, you know, like a dark eye sweeping over us. And then, of course, looking at the sun. What was really amazing to me, I'm a solar researcher for 20, 25 years, right? I did my PhD on solar physics and know a lot about the sun. That transition from partial eclipse to full eclipse, you know, it's almost like a switch, you know, like something that disappears, an entirely different celestial object appears in the sky, you know, something that's like, it's deeply emotional experience, Jeannie.
Well, as a scientist, what can you learn from footage of a solar eclipse?
So, you know, the sun is our favorite star. It's the most important star for all of astrophysics because everything we ever learned about stars, we first learned about the sun, namely that the sun is a magnetic star. So the atmosphere of the sun, the corona, as we call it, is really dominated by its magnetic field. Now, we're also in the sphere of influence of the star, and it creates space weather. And that comes from that innermost atmosphere. So what we're really learning about is both the behavior of stars in general, but also how and where that space weather originates that we really want to warn about, just the same way we warn about hurricanes or tornadoes.
Hmm. Well, you talked about this eclipse being a really incredible thing to see. At what point did you realize that this was not just a work trip?
Well, I think the moment you see the sun, you know, slowly getting eaten away because of the moon moving in front of it, you realize, wow, something important is happening. You're like, kind of this cosmic coincidence with these celestial bodies right in front of your eyes. That's, you know, kind of once you see that, it's just what happens when you look at nature always. Like, you don't need to have a PhD for that. It's just like you just heard, deeply emotional experience for everybody. And then when the total eclipse happened, you know, like I thought I was just baffled by it. Of course, I know a lot about this. We have predictions of the models. Actually, we ran some of these predictions on NASA's supercomputers to make sure that the science community could use them at the end and compare all the data we're getting to really test how good we are in predicting these solar atmospheric conditions. But once you see it, you know, nothing prepares you for that.
Was this the first total eclipse that you've ever seen happen?
It was. It was, Jeannie. Yes.
So how are you going to remember seeing this?
Well, I mean, it's just for me, I was up there with friends, you know, with actually the NASA administrator and some of the people that I work with. Actually, for most of us, it was the first eclipse, and it was really great. We started talking about what we saw, right? Each one of us was pointing out what we saw. We had photographers, you know, artists up there who, when we were done with the total eclipse, they started showing us, you know, Bailey's speeds, you know, these kind of rays of light that come through the valleys of the moon, you know, it's kind of the remaining just before you get into eclipse, all these things. But what I will really think about is just that image of that sun in the sky, almost like a surprise, right? It's like you walked into a different movie theater, right? It's just like, wow, what is here in the sky? And the emotion I felt from it, that's what will stay with me.
I love hearing you talk about this, but I have to ask, I guess, a little bit more of a practical question. Several of us went up on the rooftop here at KUOW. We watched the partial eclipse, and we took all the precautions. We used the glasses, but several of us, our eyes feel kind of fatigued. Mine feel kind of like I'm at the beginning of a migraine or something like that. How are your eyes feeling right now?
That's actually a really good question. I mean, my eyes are fine, but what really surprised me, so, you know, we've really focused at NASA on safety and the fact that these glasses are absolutely essential, and actually that the right glasses are essential and everything like this. What surprised me is, like, so you look at the sun and it disappears, even with like 1% of the surface of the sun sticking out from behind the moon, it's still way too bright. And I mean, to me, you know, I know exactly what you mean, kind of in a sense, like if you're not careful, you know, from light, not just only on the direct path, but perhaps coming off the balcony or whatever, right? It's kind of, it's still bright. And so I think, you know, I'm glad, you know, the event, you know, for your eyes, the event is over and your eyes are going to recover. But my eyes are fine. But to me, I was really surprised by how just the tiniest of the sun solar surface creates so much brightness for us. It's just incredible.
Thank you for explaining that my eyes will recover and I shouldn't be worried. I really appreciate that. NASA's chief scientist Thomas Serbukin got to fly through the path of totality to watch the total eclipse, just landed at Boeing Field about a half an hour ago. Thank you so much for joining us to tell us about what you saw.
Thanks to you, Jeannie. Appreciate it.